Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Introduction to Threat Modeling. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Future Trends in Cybersecurity in the Cybersecurity Essentials for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore key concepts of threat modeling, common methodologies and frameworks, and how to apply threat modeling in a B2C context. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand and apply threat modeling techniques to identify and mitigate risks effectively. Main content overview of threat modeling concepts. Threat modeling is a proactive approach to identifying potential security threats to a system or application before they can be exploited. The core idea is to visualize and evaluate the security posture of your products, allowing you to anticipate and mitigate risks. By understanding potential threats, you can prioritize security efforts and allocate resources more effectively. Threat modeling typically involves three key questions. What are you protecting? This involves identifying the assets that need protection, such as user data, intellectual property, or infrastructure. What are the potential threats? Here, you consider possible attack vectors, including malicious users, insider threats, or accidental data breaches. What are the vulnerabilities? This step requires identifying weaknesses in your systems that could be exploited by the threats you've identified. By systematically answering these questions, product leaders can build a robust defense strategy. Common methodologies and frameworks. There are various methodologies and frameworks employed in threat modeling. Each has its unique advantages and can be applied depending on the project's specific needs. STRIDE. This is a widely used framework that categorizes threats into six types: spoofing, tampering, repudiation, information disclosure, denial of service, and elevation of privilege. By using STRIDE, you can systematically identify and address various types of threats in your system. For instance, if you identify a potential spoofing threat, you might implement stronger authentication mechanisms. PASTA. Process for attack simulation and threat analysis. This framework is more comprehensive and focuses on simulating the attacker's perspective. By understanding how an attacker might approach your system, you can better prepare defenses. PASTA includes stages such as defining the business objectives, analyzing the application, and identifying potential threats and vulnerabilities systematically. OCTAVE, Operationally Critical Threat, Asset, and Vulnerability Evaluation. This framework emphasizes the organization's assets and risk management. OCTAVE encourages teams to focus on the business context and the impact that threats could have on the organization's objectives. When choosing a methodology, consider factors such as the complexity of your system, the resources available, and the specific threats relevant to your context. How to apply threat modeling in a B2C context. Applying threat modeling in a business-to-consumer, B2C, context involves specific considerations related to user experience and data protection. Here are some steps you can take. Identify customer data. Start by identifying the types of customer data your business collects, such as personal identification information, payment details, or behavioral data. This information is often targeted by attackers, making its protection essential. Map the user journey. Create a user journey map that outlines how customers interact with your product. This mapping will help you visualize potential vulnerabilities and threats at each touchpoint. For example, if users are inputting sensitive information during checkout, this is a critical area to focus on for potential threats. Involve stakeholders. Collaborate with various stakeholders, including product managers, developers, and marketing teams, to gather insights into potential threats. This collective knowledge will help create a more comprehensive threat model. Prioritize risks. Once you've identified potential threats, prioritize them based on their impact and the likelihood of occurrence. Not every threat requires immediate action, so focus on the ones that could have the most significant consequences for your business and customers. Implement mitigations. Develop mitigation strategies based on your prioritized risks. This might involve implementing security measures, such as encryption for data transmission, multi-factor authentication for user accounts, or regular security audits. Regularly review and update. The threat landscape is constantly evolving, so it's essential to regularly review and update your threat model. Conducting periodic assessments will help you adapt to new threats and ensure that your mitigation strategies remain effective. By following these steps, you can create a tailored threat modeling approach that enhances your product security while maintaining a positive user experience. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the fundamentals of threat modeling, including its core concepts, methodologies, and application in AB2C context. Understanding threat modeling is essential for product leaders who aim to protect their products and customers effectively. By applying these techniques, you can identify potential risks and implement strategies to mitigate them, ensuring a safer experience for your users. Reflection questions: what are the key assets in your product that need protection, and how would you identify them? Which threat modeling methodology do you think would be most effective for your context, and why? How can you involve your team in the threat modeling process to enhance your security posture?